Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Kedushin, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Although Rabbi Yehuda told us at the end of Mishnah Vav that a Ger's daughter is the same as a Cholol's daughter, she's also a Kahuna. Our Mishnah begins by saying, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Yisrael shenasa Giyaris, if a Yisrael marries a Giyaris, Bitai, his daughter, Ksheira Lekahuna, is kosher to marry a Kayin. The Ger shenasa Bas Yisrael, and a Ger who marries a Bas Yisrael, Zokt Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, here too, Bitai Ksheira Lekahuna, his daughter is kosher to marry a Kayin. The only thing is, I will Ger shenasa Giyaris. If the father is a Ger and the mother is a Ger married a Giyaris, then we say, Bitai, that his daughter, Psula Lekahuna, is pasal to marry a Kayin. Zokt Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Weiter Echad Ger, the Echad Avad Mishuchrarim, whether we're talking about a Ger, or a Evid Kanani that was freed, who also has a din of a Ger, Filu Adasara Doiris, even up until 10 generations. Nothing really changes after 10 generations. The Mishnah just means to say, as long as it goes, they're going to have a din of a Ger. Achetei Imoy Miyisrael. Now, it's explained to me, this means as follows. If a Ger marries a Geyaris, their children are Gerim. It's going to keep going unless either the Ger, at one point down the line, marries a regular Yisraelis, or a regular Yisrael is going to marry one of the children over here as din of a Geyaris. Then their children are not going to have a din of Gerim. Someone along the line is going to have to marry a Yisrael or a Yisraelis in order for their children not to have a din of being a Ger. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, Av Ger Shenosa Giyoris, even a Ger who marries a Giyoris, Bita Ksheira Lekahuna, his daughter is Kasha Lekahuna. There's no such a thing as passing Geirus down from one generation to the next. The Bat Tanura tells us that the Gemara's Maskani is if someone's going to come to ask Bezin what to do, they're going to advise him the Psak of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that a Kohen should not marry the daughter of a Ger and a Geyaris, but if he does get married, the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi, that they stay married and the children are kosher. So, Lemaisa, what did we have in our Mishnah? So there were three Shitas over here. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which actually was at the end of Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father is a Ger, it goes down to the next generation, but not if the mother is a Ger. Similar to the din of a Cholol. That's why it wasn't the previous Mishnah where we discussed Cholol. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a girl that her father is a Ger, she has the din of a Ger, she can't marry a Kohen. If her mother is a Ger, it's not a problem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, there was never an issue with the children of Gerim. If the father is a Yisrael or the mother is a Yisrael, the child does not have the restrictions of a Ger. Unless you have a Ger that marries a Geyaris, then they're children of a din of Ger. Rabbi Yossi says, even then, even if a Ger marries a Geyaris, the children do not have a din of Gerim, and it's mutter for them to marry a Kayan. I want to emphasize this again. There is a mitzvah in the Torah of the Ahavtem as a Ger. If someone antagonizes a Ger, besides for the regular Isser of Inoas Dvarim, it's even worse. The Torah says you have to be Makar of a Ger. A Ger is unbelievably chashiv. But there's this din about marrying a Kayan. There are certain halachis who can marry a Kayan, who can't. But it doesn't mean one can treat a Ger with disrespect. Just the opposite. There's an extra mitzvah of Kiruv and showing a Ahava.